Says Daf Kuf Nun Aleph. So we got pretty far down the page here on Kuf Nun Aleph Amin Aleph. We got to the simen, the parentheses, where the Gemara quotes a mnemonic here: Zutra Ema De Amram Mitarti Achvasa Rav Tuvi Rav Dimi Rav Yosef. So we're pretty much halfway through the Amud, so it should move pretty fast. The last three narrow lines of the page, the Gemara says Ema De Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia, the mother of Rav Zutra, who is the son of Tuvia, Kasvinu Le Nichsei Le Rav Zutra Bar Tuvia. The Bailan Suvelei, the Rav Zvid. So the mother of Zutra wrote the property off to her son because she wanted to now marry Rav Zvid, and she didn't want the property to go to her husband if she were to die. That's what we spoke about last time, Lavrachas. She's trying to get rid of the property so the husband wouldn't get it. So what happens is in Suvei Vegarsha, they got married and they got divorced. They didn't get along. So Asi Lakame de Rav Bibi Barabaye, Amar Mishum and Suvi. So she went to Rav Bibi to get a psak. She wanted to get the money, the property back from her son Rav Zutra, who she sold the property to or gave it to. So he says, well, in Sivei, but didn't you get married? And so you got married, and therefore the property doesn't go back to you. So we're a little confused here. We thought it does go back. So what's going on here? Amalei Rav Huna, Braid Rav Yeshua, Mishum Da'asa Mimulai, Armisa Mili Molyasa. This was an insult. So look at Rashi says, look at Rashi, Vaha in Sivei. Rashi says it's around 15 hour lines up. Vaha Insevei, didn't you get married? Vifsida de Kanibana? And since you got married, you lose your property. Velo ahani giluidaita el lahachi. Your giluidasa, you only sold it so your husband shouldn't get it, but it wasn't a real good sale. It doesn't work. Ella, unless lahachi, she lohaisa niseis la ravzvid lo tiskayim hamatana. You sold the property because you weren't sure what was going to happen. But that's only if you end up not getting married to Rav Zvid, so then you could take the property back from your son. But once you get married, it's final. But aval hashad in sive niskaima hamatana. So this idea of mavrachas only works prior to getting married. But once you get married, so the matana is considered final. So he says again, the next Rashbam, mimolai de baye aviv mimishpachas beis eli. His father came from beis eli, so he was a Ben Acher Ben from Beis Eli. And the Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us that Abai and Rava both came in Mishpachas Beis Eli Kasu. And Beis Eli was a family that was cursed. The Gemara and Rosh Hashanah talk about this. So therefore, since you come from Beis Eli, says the next Rashbam, Mili Molyasa Bali Mumim Shein Behem Mamish, you're saying these words that really don't make much sense. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says now, three wide lines down, Afilu Laman Da'amar Mavrachas Kani. Even if you assume mavrachas kane, that when you sell the property or give it away, so your husband doesn't get it, but then you end up getting married, it's a good kinyan, your son does get to keep it. This is only true hani mili heicha delo galyadaita. If she never said what her true colors were, aval halcha gilidaita de mishum insevehu va insevei virgarshe. But here she was very clear in saying that she was doing it only because she was getting married. And since she got married and got divorced, she's able to take it back. So just look at the Rashbam now. Two wide lines down. It's in the middle of the Rashbam here. Rashbam says, Hachim Mefarshin relates six words into the line or so. Afilu Rabbanan depligi Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Biksubas perak ha'isha shenafel inachasim. Vamri ratza mesachik ba umaki vamatana la'atzma v'kana akol. Hani mili dami Rabbanan ratza mesachik ba v'kana heicha diav stama. Lo galadaita de bishim intzvehu. Even the Rabbanan who argue, so Rashbag is the opinion who holds Mavrachas, if she gives the property away so her husband doesn't get it, she's always able to take it back. It's the Rabbanan who argue and say, no, if you give the property away, but then you end up getting married, that property is gone forever. So Rabbanan only say it's gone forever only when, again, you're not Megaladaita. Aval Hocha, says the Rashbam, Galyadaita de Mishum Intzvei, Mavrachas Mibala, she was clear in stating that she was just giving that property away so her husband doesn't get it, and it was on this condition that she could take the property back if she gets divorced. So hacha intzvei v'irkeshe, she got married, she got divorced. So therefore hacha moldi rabbanan de lo kane ela yichazul nechasim. In this case, she even the rabbanan would agree she's allowed to take the property back. So interesting, just the whole story here about marrying, you know, her son, fighting with her son, who himself was a tremendous gadol, fighting about the property. She got married to another gadol and got divorced from that gadol. Just interesting, the whole situation here. But anyways, the Gemara says five wide lines down. A new maisa. Ema derami barchama beursa So the mother, Rami Bar Chama, in the morning, in the evening rather, kisavtinu l'nichsei l'Rami Bar Chama, she wrote all her property off to her son, Rami Bar Chama. B'tzafer, the next morning, she changed her mind, kisavtinu l'Rav Ukva Bar Chama, to her other son. They were their brothers. There's a Rami Bar Chama and a Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So she wrote to the other son now. Asi Rami Bar Chama, the first one, came along, l'kami d'rsheshes, and Okmi b'nichsei, says, you have the property because your mother wrote it to you first. But then, also Rav Ukva Bar Chama, came to Rav Nachman, he went to a different judge, Rav Nachman. This is not the first time he had two gedolim fighting about a Yerusha. So Okmi b'nichsei. So then Rav Nachman says, no, it's yours, it's the second one, it's Ukva Bar Chama, you get the property. So also Rav Sheshes, l'kami d'Rav Nachman. Rav Sheshes went to go see Rav Nachman to figure out who gets it. Amar le, my time okmi mar li Rav Ukva Bar Chama. Rav Sheshes challenges Rav Nachman. Why did you give it to Rav to Rav Ukva? It should really go to Rami Bar Chama. Rami. So imishum da hajaba. If you think because she retracted and she got the property back, she was amad v'hashchivi, but she ended up dying. Meaning, if a shchimira gives a property away and then she gets better, so then she could give it to somebody else. But she never got married. It got better. She died. So once she wrote the property off to the first one, Rami Bar Chama, and she died from that illness, it goes to Rami Bar Chama. There's no changing that. She never had the right to take it back. So he says, Amar Lei Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Kol She'ila Amar Chozer, Chozer B'matanasa. Any situation where she could pull back, if she gets better, she could re-give the gift. So even if she doesn't get better, she's allowed to re-give the gift. I mean, you could change it. While she's a shchimira, she could write one day this person, then she could change her mind, give it to somebody else, even if she never actually got better. So the look at the Rashbam. Rashbam says, just to say this clearly, five lines up from the bottom, Kol she'ila amad v'zo sa'isha me'acha she'im amda, if she would have gotten better amda, ha'isa chazares, it could have worked. Hol v'chazarasa min'arishon, it worked. The Chazar worked. Al Pisha Mesa for Kanasheni, even though she didn't die. As long as in theory, had she gotten better, she could have retracted. That shows there was a certain weakness in the initial Matana. So in a situation where she just changes her mind, even though she never got better, she's able to shift where the property is going. And that's why Rav Nachman says it goes to the second one, namely to Rav Ukva Bar Chama. So then the Gemara says, Amar the Amar Shmuel La'atzma, La'achar Mi Amar. Granted, Shmuel is such a halacha that she could pull back to herself to keep, but to pull back to give it to somebody else and to reroute it, who says Shmuel says she's allowed to reroute it if she never got better? Amar Lei, so Rav Nachman says, Beferish Amar Shmuel bein la'atmo bein la'acher. Shmuel explicitly stated that kol she'ilu amad chozer, she could be chozer b'tarasa, whether it's for herself to keep it or to reroute it to a different person. A new ma'isa now, the Gemara says, Eima the Rav Amram. Chasida, havale mluga de shtar. She had a whole folder of shtaros. Apparently, must have been a portfolio of shtaros or money, whatever the case might be. Stocks. Kika shachva, when she was dying, Amram, she said, leve la Amram bri, let my son Amram, my dear son Amram, let him be yorish my shtaros. Asu achua lekame d'Rav Nachman. His brother came. Amrulei, they said to him, v'hala mashach. So the brothers came and said, but he never did a mashicha. So how could he be kona the sharos? So Amar Lahu divrei shchimira kichsuvim mechumasurin dami. Like we know already that since she was a shchimira, so she said it, and saying it alone is as if it was handed over, and that's your mashicha. Another ma'isa achte de Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna kasvesinu lenichse de Rav Tuvi by Rav Masna. So the sister of Rav Tuvi wrote it to her brother Rav Tuvi, and betafra in the morning. The panya that evening, Asir Rav Achdavai by Rav Masna, the other brother came along, Bachla started crying. She started crying to his sister, Amrle Hashta Amrimar. People are going to say, Mar Turba Mirabanan, Umar Lav Turba Mirabanan. People are going to say, oh, you gave the money over to Rav Tuvi, he's a Talmud Chacham, but he left me out with nothing, Rav Achdavai. They're going to say, I got nothing because I'm not a Turba Mirabanan. So he cried and begged. So she changed her mind in Kasvasinu Linehele, and she wrote it off to Rav Achdavai, that he should get all the property. Now, I'm not sure why she didn't split it at that point. Maybe, I don't know the Matzis, maybe it was Yadua that Rav Tuvi was a Tzur Mirabanan. Nothing was going to change people's opinions about him. But maybe Rav Achdavai wasn't as known, so maybe if she just channeled all the money to him, everyone would realize that he's also a Talmud Chacham. I don't know. But either way, she changed her mind. So also the comedy of Nachman. Rav Nachman again was the dayan. They went to him for a psak. Amalei Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says Kol Sheilu Amar Dechozer Choser B'Matanaso. She's allowed to retract, and the retraction was good. And in this case turned out Rav Achtavai only got the property, and Rav Tuvi was left with nothing. Last two lines of the Amud, the Gemara says Achte.
Yeah. Why she couldn't change her mind? She could.
She could. She did change her mind. She's allowed to change her mind.
But she changed it, no?
Yeah. That's so okay. That's why the second one gets the property, not the first one.
Oh, just
yeah.
The second one?
Just the second. It seems that she wrote everything to the second one. If she wrote to both, half and half, whatever the second document said, that's final. So then the Gemara says, Achte de Rav Dimi by Yosef, the sister of Dimi, Havle Piskasa de Pardesa. She had a certain property of Pardes, and Kol Emas de Hava Chalsha, whenever she got weak and sick, she got very paranoid. She always said, okay, I'm going to die from this one, you're getting the property. But then she ended up getting better. After each time, this happened many times. But when she got better from that particular illness, then she'd retract and take the Pardes back for herself. The one time, she got very sick. So she sent to her brother, again, this is Rav Dimi, she sent to Rav Dimi, come be cone of the property. Come be cone of the parties. Shalach, he says, Lo baina, I'm not interested. You keep playing games with me. Either give it to me, or don't give it to me. Just make me crazy here. Shalach alei. So she sent him, Takani kol heicha debais. You know, come acquire whatever you want. Take as much, as little as you want. Okay, now this makes sense. So Azil, he goes. And what does he do? He knows he's a Talmud Chacham. Shire, the Kanamina, he left a little bit over. Because you know, a shchimira, if you leave something over, so the matanasa matana. So he said, I take everything except for 1%. So now this is a good deal. Now kikaima, yet again, she gets better from her illness. And hajiban, she retracted and went everything back. So he says, asa amar mai, isa hai, asa amar mai, what is it? Isi hashaya of economy nay. So I sent, let's see. Asa kamadir Nachman. They went to Rav Nachman again. He was again the dayan in all these cases of Choshen Mishpah cases, Yerusha cases. Shalach la. So Rav Nachman sent to Rav Dimi, I want you to come. He summoned him to court. La, so he refused to come. So Amar, he says, my icy, when am I going to, what do I need to come? Hashire of Ekanimine. I left my sister 1% of the property. It's a Kenyan. This is not the Torah. I don't need for you to show up. So Shalach Rav Nachman is known as a very sharp individual, very strong. He says, Ilo Asis, Machina Lecha Besulva Dlo Mabi Dami. Ilo Asis, if you don't come, so I'm going to hit you with some type of thorn, and no blood is going to come out or something. I'm going to place you in Nidui. I'm going to excommunicate you for not coming to the summons. So then Rav Dimi got a little scared, so he showed up. So Amar Lahu Lasade. So Rav Dimi came, and Rav Nachman said to the witnesses, Heichi Havamaisit, explain to me exactly what happened, what was the back and forth, the correspondence between the sister and the brother. So Amri Lai, they said to Rav Nachman, Amri, the sister said, Hachi, void the kamis, I'm dying, this lady's going to die, so let me give my property to my brother. So Amri Lahu, so Rav Nachman says to them, Mimkain, if that's what she said, Havi mitzvah machmas misa, u mitzvah machmas misa chozer. So even though we know before Shemira that Shire Karka, Kolshu, Matarasa Matana, it's final, when it comes mitzvah, when it's so clear it's machmas misa, it was only given away because of misa, then it's a good gift. I mean, it's not a good gift, rather. Meaning, normally Shemira, she didn't say anything. He didn't say anything. He just gave property away and left property for herself or himself. So we assume the das was to give it over. But if she clearly says, I'm only giving you a little gift because I'm going to die, so then even in that case, even when Shire Kolshu, the matana is not a final matana, and im amda choser on the matana.
So Shemira is the difference between imminent death.
I don't think it's imminent. I think it's about the das, meaning a shchemira when there was nothing said. So we'll assume if they gave only some of the property away and left some, it was a gift. But if she, I'm giving you 90% because I'm going to die. So then it's only because I'm going to die, and that 90% can be returned and should be returned to her. You look at the Rashbam here. Rashbam writes, Im kein mitzvah machmas misa hi, v'chol mitzvah machmas misa. Any commandment tzava based on the death that's about to happen, choser can always be retracted. Bein b'matana b'miktsas, whether you're giving away only part of your property, whether you're giving everything away. Even if there's a kinyan done, if he or she gets better from the illness, everything goes back. It's only when you know that the kinyan was only there because of the machmas misa. She was busy moaning and groaning about her misa, but ace tzavasa when she gave the tzava. That's the din. If you give mixes, it's good.
In other words,
but we don't know because it was machmas misa. But when you say it's machmas misa, when she says that, even by mixes, it's chozer. Okay, the Gemara now says Itmar, around 10 lines down. Itmar, matna shchimira b'miktas. So there's a matna shchimira that was given partially. So Amru Rabbanan kame dirav dirava, mishmei dimar zutra brei dirav Nachman. Damar mishmei dirav Nachman, harei hi kematnas bari, harei hi kematnas shchimira. So this particular case, it was a matna shchimira, and they said that it was, it's both a gift from a healthy person, it's also considered a gift from a dying person. How so? So the Gemara explains that Hareu Kematnas Bari, it's considered a gift, like a regular gift. Shim Amad Eino Chozer, if he gets better, you can't retract. Because we said before, whenever there's a Shchimira, Matnas Shchimira B'miktas, that's a final gift. So that's no different than a Matnas Bari. But on this, at the same time, Harehi Kematnas Shchimira Dilo Baikinim. At the same time, you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, so therefore it works like a regular Matnas Shchimira. So let me just say it clearly. A Matnas Shchimira is when you give everything away. Everything away, everything is done, and you don't require any Maisa Kinyan. If he gets better, he gets to take everything back. Matnas Bari, you need a Maisa Kinyan, and everything's final. This in the middle, where it's a Matnas Shchimira, but you only give Miktas. So what we're saying here is it's kind of both of them. It's like a Matnas Shchimira Kulo, in that you don't need a Maisa Kinyan, but it's like a matnas bari in that you can't retract on it. That's what the Gemara is telling us, that matnas shchimira b'miktas is a hybrid of these two types of gifts. So the Gemara now says, Amar le Rava, lava minilachu, did I not tell you already before, lo title boki sriki b'Rav Nachman, don't hang literally empty buckets on Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman would never say something so silly. Why? Hachim Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman really says, Harehi kimatnas bari ubay kinyan. He actually says, a matnas shchimira b'miktas does require a maisa kinyan. Against what we said above. So the Gemara asks a series of questions now, Esivei. Esivei Rava the Rav Nachman. He asks Rav Nachman, Shire karka kolshu matanasa kayemes. If a shchimira gives away property, but he leaves back a little bit for himself, it's considered a good gift and final. My love, is it not a case de lo kanimine? Is it not a case where there was no maisa kinyan? Yet we still see the manas shchimira b'miktas works without a maisa kinyan. Again, to Rav Nachman says, and he says, lo, it's a case de kanimine. This is a case where he did a maisa kinyan, and that's why it's final. Ihachi, that's the case where there was a Maisa Kinyan done, same as Seifa. Look at the end of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Lo Shaya Karka Kol Shuhu, if the Shchimira doesn't leave any property for himself, a Matanasa Kayemes, it's not a final sale. But why not? If we're saying it's a case of the Kanimine, Amai a Matanasa Kayemes. If a Shchimira does a Maisa Kinyan on all his property, everybody would agree that is final, and he can't retract if he gets better. He could only retract if he gets better if there was no Maisa Kinyan. But if there is a Maisa Kinyan on Matnas Shchimira Kol of Kulo, then you can never be Chozer. So it can't be a case where there's a Maisa Kinyan. So the Gemara says, Amar Lei, Hachi Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Shchimira Shekasev Kol Nechasev La'acherim, Af Alpi Shekarnim Yado, Amar Chozer. Because biyadua shel haya mitzvah el machmas misa. Not true. The whole Mishnah is a case where there was a Maisa Kinyan. Yet we still can learn from here, even a case of a Maisa Kinyan, if the Matnas Shchimira gets better, he is able to take all of his property back. So everything still stands. Again, Rav Nachman holds by a Shchimira, Matnas Shchimira b'miktas, you still require a Kinyan. Gemara asks another question. Esivei, this time Rav Misharsha asks to Rava, Maisa b'iman shel b'nei Rochel, the mother of children who were peddlers, and they're going from village to village selling things. Shaisa chala, the mother was ill. V'amr, she says, Tinasein kibinasi lebiti, v'hu b'shem asar mana. So what did he say to do? Rashi says, kibinasi b'ayis nefesh, hu lashen kibinasi, quotes in the Gemara here. So what's his case? What's a bais nefesh?
Vacation house.
What do you say, a vacation house? Mm-hmm. That's what it means, yeah?
A cabana.
Yeah? How do you know? Is that, there's anything article about what this could be not similar?
Also a brooch.
A brooch?
Oh, lemilat. Mechabinim otam lemilat.
Okay. So she wants to give this kibinasa, I think it says here, some type of jewelry, something fancy. So give it to my daughter. And it's worth shnei masar money. It's worth quite a large amount of money. You may say she dies. V'kimud vareha. And they kept it. So how could this be true? There was no ma'isa kin in there. So the Gemara says, halsam b'mitzvah machmas misa. There, since it's a mitzvah machmas misa, so you don't require a kinyan. So what's the difference from before, though? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, the last Rashbam on the page says, Hasim b'mitzvah machmas misa, she's kira, she mentioned, the midagas misa hi michalakes, because I'm worried I'm going to die, please give this to my daughter. The mitzvah machmas misa, lo by kinyan, hecha de mace, when he actually dies, she actually dies. Bein ikashir, bein lekashir, v'hacha paskinan lekaman. That's the difference now. A man nishchimira b'miktas. If you want to be final right now, whether you get better, whether you don't get better, then you need ma'isa kinin. And even if you get better, you can never retract it on anymore. But if it's a man nishchimira b'miktas without a kinin, and the person never gets better and dies, so then that gift is considered final. Everyone with me on all those different...
And they express their intent that it's because of misa.
Exactly. You have to say, because of misa. Right, it's a mitzvah machmas misa, and therefore you don't need a kinyan. And if she dies, the kinyan's final. But if she gets better, she is able to retract. What time is it now? Oh, we can keep going. Okay, fine. Gemara now says, Eishve Ravina. Ravina asks this time to Rava, Ha'omer tenu get zeli ishti. I want you to give this get to my wife. And Vishtar shichor zela avdi. I want you to give this. This star of emancipation to the Eved Kanani, umes, and he ends up dying. The lach is lo yinu lachar misa. You can't give a get shichur, a get isha after the guy dies. It's too late. Tinu manel ploni umes. Give this money to a certain friend of mine. Yitnu, he dies. You could give it to him lachar misa. You're allowed to give gifts after one dies. So mimai. So what's the shaila here? So the shaila is that. And maybe there's no kinyan here. There's no ma'isa kinyan, and this is a mitzvah. It's a matnash chimira b'miktas, and you would still follow through with the mitzvah machmas misa, even though there is no ma'isa kinyan. So the Gemara says, "Mimai dilo kani minei." How do you know there is no kinyan here? Because dumi de get ma get la bar kinyan. Just like you don't make a ma'isa kinyan on a get, any nasim biyada, but there's no real ma'isa kinyan on a get. Af hai nami dilo kani minei. So here too, as well, it's a situation where a person said, "I wanted to give money to Reuven, and there's no ma'isa kinyan." So we see you can give away a miktas matana even without a ma'isa kinyan against Rav Nachman. And the Gemara gives the same answer we said above. I'm not sure what the chiddush is. Hasanami mata mitzvah machmas misa. No, the only reason why that matnas shchemir abe miktas works is because the guy ended up dying, so that's why you didn't need a kinyan. Rav Nachman was talking about a case when the guy didn't end up dying. You need a ma'isa kinyan for that to be final, no matter whether he lives or doesn't live. So the Gemara now says, Rav Huna Breid, Rav Yeshua Amar Mitzvah Machas Mitzvah Ba'ama by Kinin. Really, he holds in general, even a Mitzvah Machas Mitzvah does require Kinin. V'chitanya Ha'nimas Mitzvah, all the brides above that indicated the Matana worked even without a Kinin, that was a situation, B'mechalik Kol Nechasa, where he gave everything away. Gave 10% to this guy, 10% to that guy, nothing was left over. That's why you didn't need a Ma'isa Kinin. But in a chanami, in a case where you only give some of your money away and you leave the rest of it for yourself, the only way it's final is only if there is a ma'isa kinin. That's a distinction according to Rav Huna. So Gemara now says, that's called a full matnas shchemira. You're giving all your property away. Granted, not to one person, but since in the end of the day you're left with nothing, that's called a regular matnas shchemira, and it's kona even without a kinin. Bottom line, Hilchasa Mana Shchemira B'miktas by Kinin. If you're giving a partial gift as a Shchemira, you need a Kinin. The Afa Gav the Meis Machmas Mitzvah Lo again Afa Gav the Meis Mitzvah Machmas Mitzvah Lo by Kinin. Who the Meis? But it's even though a mitzvah, machmas mitzvah, doesn't require kinim, that's only if he ends up dying. But if Amarvi ends up getting better, choser, he could retract the afagav de kana minei, even though he ended up getting better. So this is a summary of all the different things.
What's the minute? It's a maskana.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't give away everything, you just give away a partial.
So then it works only with Maisa Kinnim.
Only the Kinnim.
But then that's final.
No,
that's fine.
Look at this. Look at this. Afagav de kana minei. And then it says Behuda Meis. Amad Choser the Afagav de kana minei.
Yeah. So in case of
a Kinnim, you can't be Choser.
No, if it is a Kinnim of Machmas Misa though.
Uh-huh.
If it's a kinyan with a machmas misa, so then im amad chozer. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem will pick up tomorrow.